Welcome to today's edition of Let's Talk. Our topic of discussion this morning is Paint the Town Pink. I have two guests with me in the studio this morning to talk about that and some other things we'll get to this morning before we're done. I have with me the director of the Cancer Center at Memorial Hospital, Tasha Harris. Tasha, good morning.
Hi, Al. Thanks for having us.
Oh, I got to make sure your mic is on. I got them both. There we go. Try it again, Tasha.
Good morning, Al. Thanks for having us.
Thank you for being here. Oh, good. Good to have you here. Also with us from the Cancer Center, Jackie Barnhart. Jackie, good morning.
Good morning.
Good to have you here, too. Let me see. I got to make sure I've got your mic right. Go ahead.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
I'm not hearing you. Again?
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Okay, we're going to make this work one way or the other. One, two. There we go. I think we have it now. To play with all these knobs down here, and then we're ready to go. Topic of discussion is Paint the Town Pink. Tasha is the director of the cancer facility, and Jackie's a nurse practitioner and a patient navigator. We'll talk about those positions in a minute, but first, Tasha, tell us about what's Paint the Town Pink.
Okay, so Paint the Town Pink is the opportunity that businesses have in Rock Springs and Green River to decorate their storefronts pink during the month of October, just to spread awareness for Breast Cancer Awareness Month and really awareness for all cancers. We really want to encourage screenings, prevention, and just being aware of what you can do and supporting cancer patients out there.
Paint the Town Pink has been an annual event.
It has.
I have no idea how long.
This is the fourth year.
And it's always an October event?
Yes. Yep. October is known as Breast Cancer Awareness Month, so we always do in October.
What kinds of events take place?
So in the month of October, so this is a grant funded event that we usually do the Paint the Town Pink for both cities, and then also we have some kind of event. So this year on October 1st, we're doing a ladies' night out. It's going to be online extreme music bingo. So it's going to be super fun. We have a couple dates and times to pick up your bags, like today and tomorrow, from 3 to 6 at the Rock Springs Chamber, and then on the 30th at the Green River Clock Tower, from 3 to 6, and then at the Rock Springs Mayor's Tree on October 1st from 3 to 6, you can come get your bingo card, get your a bag of information and goodies, and get online on Facebook through Sweetwater Now to play music bingo, and there's going to be some awesome prizes.
So where do you play from?
So just from home, like it's because it's a virtual event, you from home, you are get on Facebook and you have your bingo card. And
I can play in my pajamas.
Yep. Play in your pajamas. And in the bags that we're handing out, we're going to have some like free little food certificates. So you can go pick up your pizza or sandwich or whatever, and then sit at home and eat your food and play bingo in your pajamas.
So how are you going to raise money?
So we're not raising money, actually. This is a free event for people to participate in.
I mean, you've had in-person events in the past.
We have.
Didn't last year, though.
No, we didn't last year. Yes, I know.
Nobody did last year.
No, we didn't. So this year, we made it a virtual event also because of COVID. So.
But with the live event, weren't you doing some like games, contests, live auctions, stuff like that?
So at the live event, we were going to do, it was going to be music bingo also, but we were just going to be in person at Bunning Hall. And but what we're doing, so we're still going to have some prize giveaways and some fun things. It's just all going to be virtual. So we'll have the prizes that whoever wins the prizes, they can come into the Cancer Center and pick up their prizes, you know, the next week or whatever.
So there's no cost to play?
There's no cost. It's absolutely free. And there's going to be some cool prizes to win.
All right. So ladies' night out turns out to be ladies' night in.
Yes, exactly.
So I could tell you my name was Alicia and I could play.
Exactly. And it really, it's not just limited to women. Any men can participate as well.
Call me Al for short, but my name is Alicia.
Right. We'll take you. You can play. Really, anyone can play. So.
All right. So it's just not for the ladies.
No, but really it's for everyone.
All right. Very, very good. And how is it the two of you get the short straw to talk about it here this morning? And I assume kind of the push behind it.
Well, we're the lucky ones. I mean, to get to come talk to you.
Oh, you're a charmer. But are you guys organizing it too?
Yeah, we've been helping. We've had regular meetings to kind of plan it and be involved with it. And Lena, the hospital's outreach director, has been instrumental in helping everything come into place.
So Jackie, how did you get roped into this? I mean, not everybody in the cancer center is involved in this, are they?
You know, everybody in the cancer center has a chance to be involved in it. And so we're happy to have a good team of people that are here really just to support the cancer center and everybody in the community, and try to promote screening and prevention along with all of us at the cancer center and what we offer. So yes, we all have the opportunity to do so. So I was happy to be a part of it.
Talk about how we paint the town pink.
So your businesses can be involved in painting the town pink, and I'd be happy to see anybody's residences do the same thing, but truly the business is what's part of the competition, and you can do anything in the storefront, or I've seen people put pink lights in their trees, or they'll paint hearts all over the sidewalk. We've done ribbons through the entire parking lot at the cancer center before. We paint the windows in the chemo suite. So anything you can do to kind of paint your storefront or your business pink in an effort to support breast cancer and cancer awareness.
In the past, some people have gone way out on this project. I mean, I remember seeing pink all over.
They've been really creative.
Very creative. It's impressive what people can come up with. Absolutely.
And will there be a judging?
Yes, there will be judging. So people have to submit a picture of their business, and then on Facebook, people can get on. So really, it's the community that's judging and voting. So the community can get on and select the ones that they like the most. And so whichever business, the picture of that business gets the most votes is the one who will win. And this year, one thing we're doing different this year is we have traveling trophies. So there's a business in Rock Springs and Green River will each be awarded a trophy, and that's kind of like their bragging rights. And then next year, someone could have the opportunity to steal the trophy.
Bragging rights for the year.
Yep.
All right. As the director of the Cancer Center, Tasha, tell me, what's the state of our cancer center?
You know, I feel like in the cancer center, we have a lot of really exciting things happening. We're all geared up. We've jumped through a million hoops to be able to offer clinical trials, and we're ready to start that. So probably within the next couple months, we'll be enrolling our first patient on clinical trial.
No kidding.
Yeah, which is super exciting.
Is that through some telemedicine connection you're able to do that, or is that with a partnership with another facility?
So it's actually with a partnership with the Huntsman Cancer Institute. So through them, we're able to offer our own clinical trials at our cancer center. So we're really excited to get that started.
Will that be clinical trials just for chemo kinds of therapy or radiation kinds of therapy?
So, I mean, there's a whole bunch of different clinical trials that we can choose from. This first one that we're choosing is specific to breast cancer patients, okay, who have gone through either chemo or radiation or both. So it's just in someone with a diagnosis of breast cancer. So that's one thing that's happening that's really exciting.
Has there been a demand for that?
You know, it's more just the fact that we are cancer center, being a small center that we are, we get to help participate in some research, and we get to help improve the field in the future. That's really what it's all about.
That's got to be pretty exciting.
Yeah, it is super exciting.
That kind of puts you on the leading edge of new treatments.
Yes, definitely. I would say it does. Another really cool thing is we recently got a grant through the Wyoming Cancer Foundation to offer a lot of wellness opportunities for our patients. So we are able to give vouchers to our patients to go get a massage or go to the rec center or go to a yoga class or do all sorts of different things to help them feel better and just improve their mental, emotional, physical well-being.
And you also mentioned earlier something about a transportation voucher.
Yes, we also just recently found out we are getting a grant from the American Cancer Society to offer gas cards to our patients. So we'll be able to help patients who have to travel to Salt Lake for something or just who have to drive from out of town. We'll be able to help offset some of that financial burden, which is really exciting.
All right. Jackie, turning to you as a nurse practitioner and the patient navigator, tell me about your role at the Cancer Center.
So I think I'll just focus a little bit more on the patient navigation program.
I would love to have you do that.
As a nurse practitioner, I certainly work with both Dr. Binks, our radiation oncologist, and Dr. Symington, our medical oncologist, to help support all of our cancer patients. But the patient navigation program is really important, I think, for our facility and for our community, because it provides a little bit of guidance and support from the beginning of a cancer diagnosis all through survivorship. We have a full team of people, which we're very proud of, for a small cancer center to be able to offer that, I think is really amazing. We have at least 6 different groups of people that are there to help, social services to help with distress screenings. Anxiety and depression come along with cancer diagnosis and treatment, which would be expected because it certainly is a scary time for a lot of people and their families. In addition, we have a community navigator to help with community-based resources. We have financial navigation to help defer and defray any potential cost of treatment before, during, and after they get involved, just for anyone who might have any financial stress. We have a dietitian who's involved, again, from the beginning all the way through the end and into survivorship to help maximize people from a nutritional status and help give them and their loved ones support. And we have our certified chemo nurses. We have a radiation oncology nurse, and so nursing staff there to help with education and support throughout the entire treatment process as well. My role helps from the beginning when we get a referral from someone to help call the patient right away and let them know, hey, we're here, we got the referral, this is what to expect, and help get them involved with any of those resources that we have from the beginning to help with all of that stress that's involved. So it's a really nice program for our patients.
I'm just going to embellish on that a minute, if you let me, Jackie, because I remember the first time I heard that term as a layman. I mean, it's a term within the medical community that's understood, but as a layman, someone said, we need to have a patient navigator program. And I have to tell you, the words rang hollow because I had no idea what the heck that meant. And then, you know, as the picture was drawn, which I think we should do this morning, a patient navigator system is just a person that helps the patient find their way around. I mean, when you first get there, you don't know where the public restroom is or the front office or anything. And I don't want to make it sound that simple because it's much more than that. But in the bottom line, isn't that what it is? You were there to help me make my way around. I don't know what the resources are. I don't know what's available to me. I don't even know how to contact. I don't even know what I'm doing.
Absolutely. That's exactly what it is. And that's how I try to tell patients when I call them the first time. My role really is like that GPS system you have in your vehicle. You're going to an unknown territory, to a new state. You're trying to find your way around, and you put the address in and you hope they take you to the right place. So we know in the end what we're hoping to is potentially palliate what might be going on with you or help cure cancer. And I'm going to help you take the right turn and get you where you need to go at each stage of the game. And so whether that's helping you find someone to assist you with finances, gas cards, like Tasha talks about, what to expect next as far as scans or treatment, I'm there to help answer those questions.
A lot of the terms, I think, in the medical world are very well understood by the medical community, but maybe not so well by the rest of us.
Yes, I agree completely.
So can you kind of interpret the language too?
At any time, of course. I will say I came from, when I moved here a few years back and became part of the cancer center, I came from primary care for 15 years plus as a primary care provider. And getting even just into the cancer center as a provider was a little bit foreign, and there was foreign language even for me who'd been a provider for 20 plus years. So I totally understand. And it's hard for us, I think, as practitioners to understand we're using foreign language. So I just encourage patients, if you don't understand, just help us help you. Just ask, what do you mean by that? I'm not quite sure what that exactly means. And I try to use layman's terms as much as possible.
Navigator programs are not uncommon, but from my experience, you usually find them in large medical facilities or metro areas. To have one here has to be unusual.
Absolutely. You know, this is a forward-thinking facility. Just like Tasha alluded to, clinical trials, that's truly forward-thinking as far as a rural or frontier-based facility. It's really fantastic to have this group of people that is willing to look forward and to do what we can to help our patients and cancer treatment as a whole, and continue to look forward. So you're right. when I started, the navigation program was something that was on the docket. Everybody was really hopeful that we could get it started, move it forward, and make it more of a robust program. And we continue to be able to improve that, I think, every month, every year, and making it something more that we can offer the patients. So we really are just here to help. We want to be there to help make this an experience that isn't so full of anxiety and the unknown, and make it something more that you're prepared for and ready for the next step and meet it with as a challenge.
If as a cancer patient I find myself being referred to Salt Lake, for example, do you have a counterpart there that you could hand me off to? Or do I start over?
So, just like you alluded to, the larger cancer centers really are separated by diagnosis. And so they have different areas that are completely separate from the next. So if you have a breast cancer diagnosis, you're in one clinic. If you have a prostate cancer diagnosis, you're in another clinic. So it becomes a challenge for us to be able to have access to providers and nursing staff and navigators from that facility. You need to know lots and lots and lots of different people. And I think that's what's the glory of our cancer center, is you don't need to know all of those things. You know, we have a center that when you come from the beginning, it's really easy to get to know each and every one of us. By the time people end their treatment, they're kind of sad to leave because we're part of that family and that experience for them. And so that support has become really, really important. So we have a lot of people who say on their last day, oh, dang it, I'm ready to be done with treatment, but I'm going to be sad to say goodbye to everybody here.
Those people get to be very important parts of your life. You see them sometimes 5 times a week, and they get to know you, you get to know them. And it's a bittersweet day that, I mean, everybody's excited to get that last whatever, but yeah, there's a bittersweet thing to it. I understand that. Yeah, let me ask you, Tasha, in terms of the amount of work that you do there, I'm sure you do, you may not have the number, how many cancer patients a year do you have?
A year, so we have in each department, in medical oncology and radiation, we have close to 100 new patients a year.
That seems like a lot for a community this size. Is it, or about maybe?
I mean, I would say so, but I also know there are more patients than that. I know there are patients who go just straight to Salt Lake. Their doctor sends them to Salt Lake, and they don't ever come to our center because they don't realize that they can, or they think they have to go to the big center. So, I mean, really, we should be seeing even more patients than that.
Is there a reason not to go to this center?
No, I would say there's not. I mean, there are only if there. I mean, there are very few things that we can't do in our center.
Well, that's one thing. If you can't do it, you can't do
it. Right. But otherwise, we treat all types of cancer, and so there really isn't a reason. I mean, I think coming to a smaller center, and a lot of our patients who were trying to decide between going down to Salt Lake or staying, and who ended up staying, are so grateful. They're like, we are so glad we stayed here. Like, it has been, you know, they tell us that it's been an amazing experience, and they didn't have to go fight the traffic in Salt Lake and deal with the craziness there. They just get to be close to home. And like, a lot of our patients will come get their treatment and go back to work. Whereas if they had gone to Utah, like for radiation, like you said, it's 5 days a week, sometimes for 8 weeks.
15 minutes a day.
And exactly.
And then you've got 23 hours and 45 minutes to go, now what do I do?
Exactly. And so that's a real stress for our patients to have to be away from home and to travel like that. And it's a stress financially and emotionally. And so to get to be close to home makes a huge difference. And one thing that I would like to mention too is we have a new technology that we're getting in radiation oncology right now. And it's, our physicist is almost done commissioning this system. It's called stereotactic radiosurgery.
Oh, I know exactly. No, I have no idea what that is.
I know. So basically, I know. But basically,
I'm going to call my navigator in to help me with this.
Right. But basically what it means is, if someone has a really tiny brain tumor, we'll be able to treat that with this special system. Whereas, so right now we treat brain tumors, but if the tumor is too small, we're not able to treat it. So we would have to send them to Salt Lake. But with this new system we're getting up and going, we'll be able to treat really small brain tumors. So those patients won't have to travel.
Pinpointed.
Yes.
Laser.
Yep. And only a couple treatments of a super high dose to a very small area. So it's like top of the line technology. And so we're really excited to be able to start doing that here also.
Well, when it comes to radiation, I mean, this is a fairly new
a new
radiation
center.
Unit you have here.
Yep,
I mean, it's not an old piece of equipment.
Nope, it's not. We have all of the bells and whistles on our machine, and so we are able to do pretty much everything that any other center can do.
All right. And again, Paint the Town Pink is the month of October. It kicks off the 1st of October with the event. When will the judging take place? When's kind of like the time frame for doing the pink thing?
Right. So I know I should have the letter. So I think the judging is going to happen kind of mid-month, mid-October. So we kind of want everyone to get their decorations up and then, or actually I think it's more toward the end, but mid-month they need to submit their pictures at least by the mid-month. And then more toward the end of the month is when the judging, but don't wait till the very end. Like make sure you get your decorations up toward the beginning. But we'll have to look into that. But I know it's more toward the end of the month that the judging will happen and then the winners will be announced.
All right. You've been there 8 years.
Yes.
How many people does it take to run the center?
You know, we have a team of about, I would say, 16 people in our cancer center. And we just have an awesome team.
Now, you don't have to be open 24 hours, do you?
No, we don't. We're typically business hours is when we're open and providing treatments.
And when it comes to chemo, how many patients can you treat? Didn't they expand that when they put the new building up?
So we have 10 infusion
suites.
So 10 at a time. Maybe not quite that many.
Normally have that many at once, but we do have the ability to do 10 chemo treatments at once. And then you can stagger them throughout the day, so you could get more than 10 in a day.
10 seats at the juice bar.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Wow. And from what I remember, they get a pretty good view?
They have a great view, yes, actually.
Because it takes some time to do the infusion.
Right, right. Each chair kind of has its own little cubicle, so to speak, and some of the chairs have heat and some of them have vibration. We have nice warm blankets. Each of them has their own TV, and then there is a huge, basically the wall is a window, and so you're able to look out over White Mountain and the parking lot, and people watch if you choose, or animal watch if you can see them that far. So yes, it's a nice area to sit. And then we have just the most amazing nursing staff that's there to help you with whatever you might need. So it's a nice experience as best as it can be.
Why? Explain why heated chairs are important or significant.
I mean, I think any of us could understand at some point when you're just not quite feeling well, even if it's just emotionally anxious or if you're feeling physically ill, having a place that can make you feel warm and comfortable and help you rest really feels good. I think anyone who's lived in Wyoming for a small or short amount of time will know that the wind can cut through you just on your way into the cancer center. So sometimes even just having a warm seat and a warm blanket after that wind hits you in the winter is very nice and comfortable.
But doesn't the therapy itself make you chilly?
You know, anytime you get IV infusions, the IV...
That stuff is cold.
It's not the temperature of the human body, and so it goes in relatively cold. So,
and since you're there for a while, how long does it take to do a chemo treatment?
You know, chemo is ever-changing. Sometimes it's pills, sometimes it's injections, and sometimes it's infusions. The longest infusion we have, though, can take a full day. People can be there 6 to 8 hours.
Well, and if you got a full day of pumping cold fluid mm-hmm. into your body, I'm sorry, a heated chair is going to feel pretty good.
Absolutely.
Along with a blanket or two.
Yeah, well.
All right. What have we missed this morning? You didn't mention the proclamation.
Right. So this is a really cool thing, actually. So September 30th September 30th at 5:30 in Green River at the Clock Tower, the mayor will be there to do a proclamation announcing breast cancer, or October as Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And also, anyone who comes will have the opportunity to tie some ribbons. So we're going to have a bunch of different colored ribbons because every cancer is a different color. And so they can choose whatever color means something to them, and we'll have a special place for them to tie their ribbon in honor of someone who has had cancer or has cancer. So that's happening on the 30th in Green River at 5:30, and then on the 1st in Rock Springs at 5:30 at the Mayor's Tree will be our mayor. The Rock Springs mayor will be there to give the proclamation also, and people will have the chance to tie ribbons there. And it's a really cool thing. We did this last year. We did the ribbon tying, and people got emotional, you know, getting up there and getting to tie these ribbons. It's just kind of a really special thing. So we hope people will come and tie some ribbons in support of cancer patients.
And you can pick up your packet there too.
Yes, and you can also pick up your packet with your bingo card and your free food voucher and other fun things.
I got to look at my calendar really quick. Yeah, I thought I had it right. So Thursday night in Green River, Friday night in Rock Springs,
yes.
And then there's a time at the chamber to pick up bingo
yes.
cards.
Yes, So Tuesday and Wednesday at the Rock Springs Chamber from 3 to 6, people can come pick up bags there also.
All right. What have we missed this morning?
Nothing that I can think of.
I think we've covered it.
Yes, I think we have.
Whoa.
I do
want to
say.
That doesn't often happen.
There's maybe one thing. You know, with breast cancer awareness, we want to make sure that people know that screening and prevention is kind of the first step when it comes to breast cancer awareness. And so we have lots of opportunity in our community. Go to your primary care provider. Any women between the ages of 40 and 74, depending on their past medical history, their family medical history, are people that need to think about their breast cancer screenings and getting their mammograms done. So make sure they talk with their primary care provider about that. We have it available at our facility.
A 3D mammo
3D unit.
3D
mammogram unit here.
Awesome.
Well, we haven't talked about imaging, but the mammograms, there's a new machine for that, right?
Yep.
Yes. So, just like any other technology in medicine, things are ever changing and trying to make it more specific, trying to make it more accurate, all of those things so that we don't have false positive results because that ends up in more stress and more invasive procedures for people. So the 3D mammography is recommended at this point for those who are of average risk. And so that's available at our facility.
I wouldn't know, but I'm told it's more comfortable.
I would know from personal experience. And I think it is a little bit more comfortable. Like a mammogram is not a pleasant experience no matter what, but I think the 3D mammo unit is nice. I think it is more comfortable. And the mammo techs at the hospital are awesome.
Now, the imaging isn't a part of your department though, right?
No.
That's part of diagnostics and that kind of thing. But obviously you're aware of what's available. So.
Right. And like Jackie said, it's super important because if you can catch the cancer early, your chances of survival are increased significantly. And your chances of the treatment not being as harsh or intense are that's how it is. So it's like early detection is key. So it's like, obviously we hope no one ever has to have cancer, but if you are going to get cancer, you want to catch it as early as possible. So we are in full support of mammograms and screenings, definitely.
Annually or if you're not at risk, is it longer than that?
Right. It depends on your age and it depends on risk. Those from between the ages of 40 and 50 could do every other year if they're considered average or low risk for breast cancer. If you're considered high risk, then it's yearly. And after the age of 75, again, you weigh risk versus benefit and your overall health at the age of 75. If it seems like something, if you were to get breast cancer, if you are healthy enough and want to go through treatment, then they would recommend you continue the mammograms.
All right. So not necessarily over at 75.
Right.
Depends on your personal situation.
Absolutely.
Thank you for joining me this morning. I'm looking forward to a town painted pink.
So are we.
My guest this morning from the hospital, from the Cancer Center, Tasha Harris, the Cancer Center Director, and Jackie Barnhart, who is, as we talked this morning, has a couple of hats, but what we talked about this morning is a patient navigator. In a very polite way, she'll tell you where to go. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
That's a look at our program today. Thank you for being with us on today's edition of Let's Talk. 16 minutes away from 11, this is KUGR Green River Rock Springs, part of the radio network.